First thing is some injury news with Mike Gandy. He had surgery on Friday to repair a sports hernia. We sent him to a specialist in Philadelphia to make sure of that, because of the up and down nature of what he's been feeling. And at this point, we thought it was best to be repaired, which it was. He got stuck in Philadelphia because of the weather, but we saw him back today. And the prognosis of that is 3 to 6 weeks for return to action. And the reason that we sent him to the doctor in Philadelphia was because of the new protocols with the sports hernia surgery, which hopefully allows players to get back quicker.
So at this point, the idea is that you're going to try and carry him?
Don't know that yet.
Yes.
Yeah. He went to see, got checked out. It was recommended at that point, after trying to come back after a week out and then essentially going through the same issues that he did before, that was the reason that went the route of the surgery, because we figured at this point it was in that cycle that it wasn't going to get any better.
You don't have to really make a decision for a few weeks if that's what you want to do.
Well, you know, you always got to look at where you are with your roster and in injuries. Obviously, the Matt Ware situation is one that we're looking at, as far as because of Matt being on IR and being down a safety. Ralph is filling in at that position, but as far as having to play a game, you know, that's something that you look at.
Coach, that's big time to lose a tackle like that, obviously, late in the season, but that goes back to what you talked about, you know, even before the season started, like the depth on this team that you've had and to be able to plug in, you know, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously feels good after going through a game at Minnesota and this past game and having two wins without having Mike. As much as Mike has sacrificed and fought and played well for us, you know, we do feel better that we have some guys that can step in and play. Jeremy Bridges did a nice job again this week, and you know, we feel good about Brandon Keith. He got one play in against Minnesota, but we do have more depth at that position, and that certainly makes you feel a little bit better.
What state were you flying over when you found out San Francisco?
You know, I don't know that. I think that it was probably about 7:30, 7:40 Eastern time when we found out. So that was... you know, it was obviously exciting. I think that we knew that we had control, because if we won this week, it didn't really matter. But it's always nice to have it wrapped up, especially with all the work that we've put in. And, you know, coming back after losing a Super Bowl and many teams not having success, it's certainly a bonus to have won the division for a second year in the row.
What is your philosophy like when it comes to, now that you've closed those resting players, how are you going to approach the next two games?
Well, I think that there's so much stuff up in the air right now, and I haven't really thought a lot about it, but we're going to go into this game to win this game. I mean, I know that there's some scenarios where we could potentially have the number two seed if we went out and you get some help. So I think that you have to approach it 1 week at a time. And, you know, where we are right now, the only thing that I know for sure is that a win doesn't hurt us. So I think that we have to approach it that way. Now, we will be smart with players that are on the gray area as far as injury-wise, whereas a lot of times if it was a game we had to win, they might play. But we are going to play our players. I think that's important, because we do have something at stake. And, you know, I think that we want to obviously get to a point where we're playing good football going into the playoffs.
How do you feel in terms of the way your team is playing right now, in terms of the way you need to have them playing by the end?
Well, you know, in looking at the game yesterday, we made some mistakes, and I think that's more of a factor of being on a short week after a road Monday night game and then going to the Eastern time zone to play a 1 o'clock game. We had a tremendous amount of plays out there that we left on the field, and to me, that's always an indication that we're very close to making those plays. Usually in the past, when we've been in that type of situation, we were there earlier this season, and then we exploded and hit a stretch where we were playing very well. That's kind of the way I feel where we are right now. I mean, we've got some things to clean up, but we had some opportunities for some big-time plays yesterday. And I think that what you can't underestimate is the toll that it takes on your body to play a Monday night game on the road. Getting here back at 3 o'clock, you got one less day to recover during the week. You got one less day that you can prepare. And then to turn around and go back to the Eastern zone to play a 1 o'clock game, that's tough. Not many teams have success doing that. So for us to get the win, I thought was critical. And I know we didn't play at times as sharply as we would have liked, but it's much easier to correct those things after a win than it would have been after a difficult loss.
Will you use the number two seed as motivation this week for the St. Louis games you play?
Well, I think obviously it's a division game. I think that we have a lot of pride in our division record. You know, obviously losing to San Francisco twice this year wasn't something that we wanted to do, but other than that, we haven't lost a division game. So, you know, we want to go in with that focus of continuing with our division record. The number two seed is obviously a powerful incentive to get that bye week. You know, even though there's who knows what could happen as far as that goes, there's a lot of things that would have to fall in place. But I think it's more important that we continue to try to improve and get on a hot streak going into the playoffs.
We talk about the number two seed in the bye. Does the 3 and 4 seed, is there a thought between being the 3rd and 4 seed, or because you have to play that first weekend, does that not really enter into it?
You know, I think that if you look at it, how much the playoff picture changed from yesterday till today, we're going to be facing the same thing this week. You just don't know. The only thing I know for sure is that we're in some form or fashion, and that's exciting. But I think you go crazy trying to figure out scenarios. Is it better to be the 3, or is it better to be the 4? Is it, you know, who are you going to play? It could be this guy, this team this week, and this team the next week. So I think, like I said, the only thing I know for sure is that a win doesn't hurt us. So I think that we'll reassess it next week as to where we are and go from that point.
Yeah, there have been different factors that have led to these performances, but how much of a concern is the run defense when 4 of the past 5 opponents have had backs go over 100 yards?
Well, I think yesterday it was one play. We were trying to rest some of our defensive linemen, some of the starters on the side, and we had a breakdown, and they broke us out for a long run. And the reason they did that was because we were playing our safety over the top to help protect against Calvin Johnson, and that's what you do, you know, and that's what gave them the long run. So I think you have to look at it from that standpoint. You know, if we don't give up a 64-yard run or something like that, then we're not talking about our run defense today. So, yeah, that was unfortunate. And, you know, but for the most part, other than that, I thought we did a decent job against the run. So it doesn't concern me from that standpoint.
The other games then, but putting all those together, I mean, are there different things that you
see? You know, we've been hot and cold with our run defense, and at times we played it very well. We held Adrian Peterson to a respectable number. You know, we had Chris Johnson bottled up for the most part until he hit us for one long run. So I think if you had to sum up our run defense, if we can eliminate the long run, then we're pretty good otherwise. So I think that's what we have to look at. And, you know, we're trying to do a number of things defensively to create pressure, keep guys off balance, and also protect ourselves when you're going against some players like a Calvin Johnson. And that's part of the game. So I think it really goes back to working the fundamentals and making sure that we don't have those breakdowns that lead to those big plays.
You're 6-2 on the road. You speak of that, and also if you win this week, you won't have consecutive losses at all this season, which is hard to do in this league. Can you talk about those two things?
Well, 6-2 on the road is obviously something that we're very proud of. I mean, the history of this franchise, this team winning on the road has not been a very good one. Whether you say East Coast, West Coast, whatever you say, it's not been very good. I think I still trace this back to having success in the playoffs, and the mentality that you have to do in that situation is a little bit of what's carried over to us this year. You know, we're one play away from being 7-1 on the road. And so, you know, I think that'll help us as far as we go into the postseason because of that mentality. But I'm proud of our team being able to block out the distractions. You know, there was no mention of an East Coast game at 1 o'clock this time, which last year or even the year before that would have been the main story. They can't play at 1 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. So that to me is progress, and I'm very pleased about that. You know, not losing back-to-back in this league is a significant thing. I think it shows resiliency of our team. And, you know, I hope we haven't jinxed ourselves by saying that today, but I think that, you know, one of the marks of a good team is the ability to bounce back. If you look at, I think there's a stat with New England when they were really, you know, when they were on a hot streak where they didn't lose back-to-back for years, I think it was. I don't know exactly. You can check that out. But, you know, I certainly like to think that's significant.
How do you feel about the way Kurt's playing right now? It's been the biggest problem.
Well, you know, I think we were just a little bit out of sync yesterday. Obviously, we didn't protect him well in the San Francisco game. And, you know, we had our things yesterday where we didn't do as good a job as we'd like to do, and that's something that we'll work on this week. But he made some big throws for us at the end. And, you know, when we had to have those two drives at the end of the game, he played very well for us. So I'm not concerned about Kurt.
You said after the game, actually, you said, I think we talked about being out of sync, and you said, I feel good about going out tomorrow and being able to clean up some of the things in the passing game. Is the passing game, not that you don't ever have concerns about it, is that the one thing you have the least concerns about whenever things kind of go haywire because you're that confident in it coming together?
The reason I feel confident is because if you look at our offense over the last 2 years, two and a half, almost 3 years now, the thing that we've gotten the most reps at in game situations is throwing the football. And if you look at our receiver core, by and large, the quarterback, the receivers, the line, they're all the same guys. So we have a tremendous amount of experience in that. We have a lot of time and effort put in together. So for us to be able to go out and say we could go out on the field today and be in sync with our pass game, I believe that. We've got a tremendous amount of history with that, and that certainly helps you.
What can you say about not just the numbers being put up, but when he had his big runs, the important part of the game those came in?
Well, and more importantly, I can say is Beanie didn't put the ball on the ground. That was a nice change of pace for the last 2 weeks, not necessarily just for Beanie, but for our run game in particular. I think that Beanie is doing exactly what we want our young players to do. He's earning his time, his right to get more play time and to get more carries. And when you see a young guy have a 34-yard carry on the last drive that's a big play, that's obviously does a lot for our run game and for our offense in general. And Tim has had his share of big plays in those situations, and Jason Wright's had a couple of big plays for us. So I think it's, and even LaRod, I think we got a good group of young backs that are working well together, and it's exciting to add that dimension to our offense on a little bit more consistent basis.
Beanie took a hit either to his shoulder or to the head area in the fourth quarter. How did he come out of that?
Actually, he took a hit on his helmet, and his helmet came down on his eyebrow or on the bridge right here, and it pinched a nerve. And so it blurred his vision, and he came out for one play, and he was fine after that. So it wasn't anything big. It was just, if you want to go bang your head into the wall one time, you could maybe experience that same type of sensation.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll just take a quick. Coach, Pro Bowl voting this week. How many more guys you think are worthy of getting in from this team?
I think we have quite a few. I think we have a number of very good football players that have played at high levels. And, I'm hopeful that – I know that from – what you hear, that there's a lot of guys that are up near the top as far as the fan balloting goes. I know that we have a lot of respect from other players in this league for our football players. So hopefully that'll bear itself out this week.
Can we talk about the balance between resting players, getting healthy, and doing what you have to do to win? Can you talk about that with respect to Neil with his injury now? I mean, obviously you got a good performance.
Well, he looks better. Neil looks better today. But once again, we'll take it and see how it goes. It's going to be a week-to-week thing with Neil. I think the word I get is that once it starts to get better, it gets better very fast with that injury. Mike Nugent did a very good job for us yesterday. That was nice to have him come in. So it really makes you feel a lot – your comfort level with Mike is a lot better, and probably inspires Neil to get back a little quicker too.
With Kurt, would you think about easing up on his playing time, or do you want him to get back into it?
Well, I think that we're going to, like I said, it's early to say that where we are right now. I intend on playing our guys and trying to create consistency and efficiency and be ready to go into the playoffs. But that could change based on when we talk to the doctors today or where we are injury-wise. But I know this, we have a number of guys on our football team that want to play, and it's going to be hard to keep them out of there. And, you walk a fine line. But like I said, I think that we still have something at stake this week, whatever that chance is. And so we're going to play.
Have you looked at it, the numbers, what has to happen?
No. It's just I know that there's Mark Dalton and I were talking about it before we came down here, and there's just so many scenarios, whether you talk about three-way ties, you talk about – head-to-heads, what's the criteria for this, what's the criteria for that, who you're matched up against. I think, like I said, we'll have a better, clearer picture after this week, but it's still going to be a lot of what-if scenarios.
Will's been out, 4 weeks now?
Is this the fourth week? I believe it is, yes.
Curious where
Well, I anticipate he'll do some practice this week, and we'll see where he is. Hopefully he'll be able to get through practice. He did a lot of stuff on the field last week rehab-wise, and it was very good, all positive. And hopefully he'll be able to do some practicing this week, and then we'll assess it based on how his knee reacts to that. But I know he'll be close. If it's potentially, if it's not this week, which there's a chance, then I would feel good about certainly the last week.
Okay.